It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
It's an unfortunate truth that most Americans have been sheltered from global realities for so long that the vast majority are now completely disconnected from those realities. This orchestrated paradigm cannot be maintained for much longer. The power structure knows this. The walls are closing in from every side. In this installment of Global Alert News, I'll try my best to cover the latest and most critical headlines that pose the greatest threat to our collective futures. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for May 5th, 2018. This is a commercial-free program brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. It's broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings 6 to 7, Sunday mornings 7 to 8. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network on Wednesdays 2 p.m. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. As always, if you're in the Redding Shasta County area, free geoengineeringwatch.org information materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Redding area, the latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Jim Fair event this week that has a stocked and manned geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth for those that are willing to help us sound the alarm on the climate engineering issue. Please, if you're in the area, attend the booth, pick up materials, help us to sound the alarm. This week, Sacramento, California, started yesterday, May 4th through tomorrow, May 6th, at the Scottish Rite Center. Next week, Santa Barbara, California, May 11th through May 13th at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. Following week, May 18th through May 20th, Costa Mesa, California, at the Orange County Fair and Event Center. Check the Jim Fair homepage for more details on where their events are. They're a staunch supporter of the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. Moving on, I want to offer a response to some that continue to message me saying I sound angry on my broadcasts. And as I've stated previously, if I sound angry and jaded, it's only because I am. Why wouldn't I be? Shouldn't any rational person be in a state of angst given the circus of insanity we all find ourselves in? Moving on, again, in regard to justly criticizing the current administration, just as I have previous administrations. Why wouldn't I? I ask again. Unfortunately, so many Americans have been taught to think dichotomously or in black and white, so to speak. So, like Mr. Bush stated after 9/11, the false flag attacks, quote, "You're either with us or you're with the terrorists." Here's where I'm going with this. Because I point out the part that Mr. Trump is playing in the ongoing power structure drama, and because I justly criticize that part, which I will continue to do, this absolutely does not mean I am somehow a fan of Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, or the mainstream media, which I am absolutely not. Such a knee-jerk power structure program response could not be further from the truth. Clintons are criminals, Obamas are criminals, the Bushes, and countless others. Mainstream media, also criminals to the core. Here's the point. Just because the criminal mainstream media attacks the current administration absolutely does not negate in any way, shape, or form the total criminality of the administration of Mr. Trump. And consider that the whole spectrum of political drama is nothing more than manufactured theater to distract the population from what really matters. Distraction from issues on which our collective futures depend. And if we want to survive on this planet for much longer, we need to focus on the horizon, not the theater. The greatest and most immediate threat we face, short of nuclear cataclysm, is the atmospheric climate engineering weather warfare assault, which is not only decimating Earth's life support systems, climate engineering is contaminating every breath we take, along with the entire biosphere. On that note, few stop to consider how so-called weather forecasting sources and meteorologists can know far in advance, sometimes weeks in advance, that a particular day will be, quote, mostly sunny, which almost always means lingering, expanding, haze-creating jet aircraft, toxic aerosol spraying of our skies, with not a single natural cumulus cloud to be seen. Our skies are often white. Even a so-called clear day now almost always has a silvery white tint to it, which can easily be seen if one blocks out the sun with their hand or an object, which then makes the silvery white haze much more visible in the light around the sun. How do the so-called weather forecasters know when mostly sunny spray days will occur? Because they're literally reading scripts that are handed down to them from up the ladder. On that note, next week, geoengineeringwatch.org will post a statement from our lead attorney that's a summary response to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration documents we have now received as a result of the legal action conducted in cooperation with the Minnesota Natural Health Coalition we work together with, that was a result of the filing of our lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Commerce, which is the overseeing agency for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, who formerly refused to respond to our legal team's Freedom of Information Act requests. We're expecting to receive more NOAA documents on a weekly basis. More updates will be coming on that. The bottom line is this. The climate and the Earth's life support systems continue to unravel at a rapidly accelerating rate. The climate engineering weather terrorists are fueling the overall disintegration along with contaminating every breath we take. How many stop to wonder why every other commercial on the corporate media is for allergies, asthma, COPD, or some other sort of breathing disorder from the toxic climate engineering fallout filth we're inhaling with every breath? This is not to say that there isn't other forms of pollution. Of course, there are many. But mathematically speaking, the greatest source of atmospheric particulate pollution, extremely dangerous particulate pollution because it's so small, nanoparticulates, which are not measured for with EPA air testing, by the way. So this immense threat from climate engineering is simply not reported. It's overlooked while the academic community pretends climate engineering is not already going on. On that note, if you want to hear my most recent debate with a scientist from University of Ottawa, Paul Beckwith, who is one of the academicians denying the climate engineering reality in the room, go to geoengineeringwatch.org, one of the top stories in the recent sections, and listen to that debate. Moving on, we must focus on the greatest threats we face if we are to have any hope of surviving on the planet for the longer term. If we allow ourselves to be divided and distracted by the power structure orchestrated political theater of idiocy, we're doomed. Not my opinion. Rather, this is a mathematical certainty. Please don't believe me. Please actually investigate. On to headlines. Consider this new report from USA Today and other sources. Consider it carefully. Autism rates continue to climb, and experts don't know why. What a surprise, because they're paid not to know why. From this report, autism rates in school children jumped 15% between 2012 and 2014, continuing a two-decade rise, according to the latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which does not detail the reasons for the increase. I wonder why not. The report is published every 2 years by the Autism and Development Disabilities Monitoring Network, a CDC-funded tracking system that assesses more than 300,000 8-year-old children for the disorder. There are no obvious environmental causes for the rising rates, and without data on adults, it remains unclear whether more people have autism. Really, there are no obvious environmental causes. How about we look up at jet aircraft that are literally covering the skies with toxic heavy metal and chemical particulates, which lab tests prove are raining down through the air column, which means all of us are inhaling them with every breath. Fact. Continuing, let's consider this headline from ProPublica. Weave all this together because it all fits together. All of it. Everything I report fits together in one form or another. Report titled Bombs in Your Backyard from the Bombs in Your Backyard series of reports. Keep listening. The military spends more than $1 billion, U.S. military, a year to clean up sites its operations have contaminated with toxic waste and explosives. These sites exist in every state in the country. Some are located near schools, residential neighborhoods, rivers, and lakes. A full map of these sites has never been made public until now. You can go to the ProPublica site, enter your address, and see what sites might be near you. Bottom line is, nothing is reported. From the aircraft spraying in our skies to these sites, the American public is oblivious. This state of program denial must be shattered. It's up to all of us to help to sound the alarm. Now consider this quote from truthout.com. First, Navy veteran Charlie Steffens told Truthout, here's the quote, I retired, this is a Navy veteran, consider, I retired in 1997 in large part because I had finally come to understand that there is no honor in dishonorable work, and I could no longer serve and maintain my integrity in the U.S. military. In fact, it has long been true that it is not possible to serve this country honorably. That's from a Navy veteran. Those are not my words. Those are his words. And consider that when you serve an entity that is doing what they are doing, not just to countries around the globe, but to our own population, where is the honor in that? The motive to serve the country based on some propagandistic commercials put out by those who pull the strings for the military, is that honorable? No, it's not honorable. To live in a delusion that's built by those in power, pretending you're doing something honorable, is not honorable. Facing the truth, no matter how dire, that's honorable. More headlines. From a DOD, Department of Defense report, at least 126 bases report water contaminants linked to cancer and birth defects. From this report, the water around 126 military installations contains harmful levels of compounds which have been linked to cancers and developmental delays for fetuses and infants, the Pentagon has found. Imagine that. Business as usual, sweep it under the rug, contaminate our own troops with depleted uranium, watching nuclear bombs go off, spreading Agent Orange on them. This is business as usual. When will the American public wake up to that fact and stop blindly waving their flags, blindly supporting those in power who don't give a damn about our country, our population, or anyone anywhere else? That's the fact of the matter. Sorry if that's unpleasant to hear. And there's this final point along the same theme. Isn't it a paradox, in fact, complete hypocrisy, that there's so many in our societies who claim to care about life, who are, for example, vehemently against any form of birth control, just an example I'm giving, yet as soon as a child is born, the same people fully support the so-called leaders and the so-called governments they run, governments and societies which blindly wave their flags, as I stated, while force vaccinating children with known neurotoxins like aluminum and mercury, governments and societies which willfully add highly toxic fluoride to our drinking water, governments and societies that accept and even condone chemically laden, genetically modified frankenfoods, governments and their militaries that are completely contaminating the planet in countless ways and in countless locations, governments and societies that willfully, no, even gleefully, support wars of unbridled aggression, wars in which sons and daughters needlessly die, wars in which the sons and daughters of those in foreign countries are killed by the millions. All of this fully supported by those who claim to care about life. Yes, a true paradox. Willful blindness, willful hypocrisy to the core. This headline is from Sputnik News and other sources. Moving on. The environment is imploding. That will further fuel power structure, total desperation, and wars of aggression. Here's the headline. Ocean is suffocating. Scientists warn of expanding dead zone near the Gulf. From this report, oceans are dying. Oceans die, we die. All connected. All of this is connected. Always remember and consider. Biosphere collapse, not enough to go around, starting with food. Power structure desperation, global conflict. All connected. From this report on the dead zone, during an 8-month mission to the Gulf of Oman, two underwater robots operated remotely via satellite specifically explored oxygen levels in the area that connects the Arabian Sea with the Strait of Hormuz, running to the Persian Gulf. Quote, we barely have any data collected for almost half a century because of how difficult it is to send ships there. Our research shows that the situation is actually far worse than feared. Like everything on the biosphere front, by the way. Far worse than feared, as I've stated for 10-plus years. And that the area of dead zone is vast and growing. The ocean is suffocating. There you have it. No ocean life. We will not be far behind. Another headline. This one from multiple sources. Russian Arctic is melting twice as fast as before. From this report, the ice melt in the Russian Arctic has drastically changed during this decade. The mass of the melted water reached 4.4 billion tons, which is about twice as much as Mount Everest. Volume. As I go through more headlines of biosphere collapse, which are necessary and needed to hear, bear with me till the end of this program, at which time I will cover some very shocking facts about the completely tyrannical actions of not just our government, also the Israeli government, and not that other governments are not criminal as well, but these actions directly relate to 9/11 and the events that were utilized in order to give free rein to the military-industrial complex to loot, pillage, and plunder every country it felt it needed to loot, pillage, and plunder in order to gain the resources it needed in a collapsing world to continue its expansion. And that's how all this connects. Bear with me through the biosphere collapse headline. Here's another one from RT TV, and other sources. The fighting has begun over who owns land drowned by climate change. And this is reported about situations in America because our media won't report it. So foreign media has to. America's coastal cities are preparing for legal battles over real estate that is slipping into the ocean. The ocean is rising. The land is not sinking. Although some people try to make that claim. When ice melts and runs into the water, what happens? The ocean rises. Not very hard to connect that dot. Another headline from multiple sources. Cargo transit along Russia's northern sea route expected to rise by 50% this year. 50% more shipping in regions that were formerly frozen over all year long. 50% rise in a year. The North Sea route, which stretches the entire length of Russia's Arctic and Far East regions, is expected to become a major trade route for goods shipped between Europe and Asia. Continuing, this next headline is from thebigwobble.org and other sources. Temperatures approaching 50 degrees C or 122 degrees Fahrenheit in parts of India bring danger to millions of people with heat conditions humans should not have to endure. This is in April in the Northern Hemisphere. Temperatures of 120 degrees. We're not told that generally, although this next headline, surprisingly from the New York Times, is yet more confirmation of record-shattering heat that, as I stated, most Americans are completely unaware of as they live under geoengineered skies, solar radiation management skies. Toxic, killing everything, but at least keeping things a little cooler, which some seem to care more about. Here's the headline from the New York Times. It was 122.4 degrees Fahrenheit this week in Pakistan. Not just India, but now Pakistan. Probably a world record for April. Certainly a world record for April. We're not told about this. When Americans, especially along the eastern half of the U.S., which is only 1/200th of the Earth's surface area, think that it can't be warm anywhere else because it's been so cool off and on there. And I say off and on because it was just record temperatures, I believe, yesterday or the day before. Radical weather whiplash. A result of climate engineering, not a result of climate change, not that climate change isn't real, it's very real. But the weather whiplash scenarios are a direct result of massive global climate engineering programs. Another headline, this one from multiple sources also, a headline that, of course, you won't hear about in the U.S. corporate media either. Cholera epidemic fears in Somalia and Kenya as severe flooding forces families to flee their homes. A potentially lethal epidemic of cholera and other diseases is set to sweep parts of Somalia and Kenya after severe flooding left hundreds of thousands homeless. Weather warfare, any way you slice it, the whole system is tainted. Nothing can be considered natural at this point. So whether floods or droughts or anything in between, the entire system is tainted. And governments that are participating, which is all of them, whether actively or passively, even what we perceive to be opposing governments, U.S., China, Russia, are all colluding and cooperating on these programs. And they know, each of them know, if their populations and other populations wake up to the fact that this has been going on, there will be a shockwave around the globe that will overturn our current reality. And governments know that. And that's why there's such a massive effort to cast doubt in the public's mind about what they can see with their own eyes above their heads. Again, no weather can be considered natural at this point. There can be no discussion, no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost discussing climate engineering. And I will say again, there can be no legitimate discussion about climate engineering without discussing the patented chemical ice nucleation for weather modification processes, chemical-induced cooldowns. That point is not being brought up by those who think they're fighting climate engineering. They avoid that point because it feels good to pretend there's nothing wrong with the climate or the biosphere. That couldn't be further from the truth. Or there are many who want to convince themselves, unfortunately, that there's nothing wrong with the climate except climate engineering. Also not true. So again, the patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification must be considered. Chemically induced cooldowns happening most severely over those nations with the largest militaries. Who is that? The United States of America, a military bigger than the next 10 militaries combined, polluting the entire planet, as I already covered in this program, at least touched on that subject. Consider this new headline report from multiple sources also. Hot temperatures are making birds shrink. Animals are trying to adapt. You can look up anything I state on this show, and I encourage people to do so. I don't ask anybody to believe me, but animals are trying to adapt, but they can't adapt. Not fast enough, because the current changes happening on our planet that some want to pretend are a natural cyclical pattern. How can anybody consider what we've done to the planet in any sense natural? The current changes are happening 170 times faster than any previous mass extinction. We're in free fall toward a lifeless planet. Another headline from multiple sources. Climate change will boost global lake evaporation with, quote, extreme consequences. No surprise there, of course, when we have such radical changes happening to our planet, the entire web of life, entire life cycle is disrupted. From this report, research adds to a growing body of evidence, new research, indicating that numerous plant and animal species are undergoing physical and behavioral changes in response to global warming, as I just mentioned on the birds. It's affecting their breeding and migration patterns, which are shifting. For example, among monarch butterflies, songbirds, bats, it's everything. It's not just these species, it's everything. We have a web of life that is trying unsuccessfully to adapt to changes that are occurring at blinding speed. Another headline from multiple sources. This is from NPR. This headline report. A temperature roller coaster could be coming. Could be coming? We are there. It's there. This is more of the could, may, might headlines I touch on every week that for most Americans, most people in industrialized society are enough to pacify them into going about their life as they have. Not looking up, not looking around, not investigating anything, simply caught in their own personal paradigm. From this report from NPR, new research suggests that global warming could cause temperature swings to get unusually extreme. And the regions, there's the big lie, by the way. I'll get back to that in a moment. It's not from global warming. Not that global warming isn't real. It's very real. But the swings, the radical whiplash scenarios, that's climate engineering. And the regions where the biggest swings will occur are among the poorest in the world. Temperature variations in places like Europe and the U.S. isn't expected to change much. Well, we certainly are having weather whiplash scenarios here, but what did I just say a few moments ago? The countries, the industrialized, militarized countries with the biggest militaries, thus the biggest climate engineering fleets, somehow magically aren't expected to change much. But temperatures in poorer countries are going to get really bad. How hard is it to see through this? The final statement on this report is this. The scientists are calling this weather whiplash effect a result of global warming. It's not a result of global warming. It's a result of climate engineering. And so many, again, trying to convince themselves, pretending that there's nothing wrong with the planet. It's all just some cyclical pattern. It's no more natural, as an example I've given in the past, than shoving someone off a building and saying, people die, it's natural. There's nothing natural about this. I just did a debate with the author of a book called Technocracy Rising that can also be found on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, who, although rightfully criticized and tries to expose global power structures, somehow toes the narrative that there's nothing wrong with the planet. And anyone who thinks there is something wrong with the planet is somehow a part of the power structure. So if you admit that there's a problem with our planet and the biosphere is imploding, then you're one of them. That's more or less how this individual finished this quote-unquote debate. He didn't have any facts to back up his position. It was just ideology. I encourage people to look and listen to this debate on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. And that's epidemic, even in circles of those who think they're fighting the power structure, yet at the same time are towing the exact narrative the climate engineers and the military-industrial complex wants. That there's nothing wrong with the climate, and anyone who says there is off track. That's a false narrative, and unfortunately being parroted by people who claim to be fighting against the power structure. That's a real paradox. Moving on, worsening prairie fires, exceptional central heat and drought spurs more Oklahoma blazes. So As hard as the climate engineers are trying to put their toxic canopy up and shade the U.S., and I would argue, again, there's no benevolence in these programs, none. It's about masking reality from the American public for as long as possible to pacify them until the last possible moment. But at the same time, these elements are making us all sick and dumber by the day. Neurotoxins, they're in all of us. We know from blood tests, hair, blood, urine. All of these tests reveal that all of us have these metals building up in our systems, and it is making us less cognitively functional. IQs are going down. That's a fact. Look it up. Having trouble remembering things lately? Guess why? Another headline. $1 trillion risk. Food giants warn Trump that Trump agenda could fuel climate threat for U.S. agriculture. What's the Trump agenda? Gut any form of environmental protection. How do they get away with that agenda? Because there's people like those I just mentioned who, for whatever reason, whatever their motive, try to pretend there's nothing wrong with the climate. So it's all good for them to gut any form of environmental protection, to keep business as usual a little bit longer at the cost of destroying everything that's left. From this headline, four of the world's largest food companies have publicly called the Trump administration to rethink its hostility to U.S. climate and environmental policy, warning that without new measures, the country's food system risks facing more, quote, destructive and unpredictable weather. Weather whiplash, there you go. That could present, could, may, might, there's those words again. No, it's here, right now. Could present multi-trillion-dollar threat to the economy. Now listen to these companies. Nestle, Unilever, Danone, and Mars. Last week published a joint letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Now, let's look at more hypocrisy. So we see the companies like Nestle that are complaining about the gutting of environmental policies. And what do they do? And Mars. Here's a headline. A deforested area half the size of Paris has been found in New Guinea. The company responsible supplies palm oil to PepsiCo, Nestle, Mars, and Unilever. Same companies destroying other countries, destroying the environment, and yet complaining here about the environment being destroyed. Hypocrisy. Our whole system is built on it, has been constructed from it. Continuing from the World Economic Forum website, here's the headline. I quote, "Can we geoengineer our way out of climate change? ? Here's from this report. With firestorms, record-breaking temperatures, and changes in the natural environment, there's a growing evidence that our Earth systems are becoming increasingly unstable. Doesn't take a scientist to figure that out, does it? This is potentially catastrophic consequences. Potentially could, may, might. Same theme, pacify the population. Public debate often places climate risks in the context of this century or by 2100, but scientists are increasingly highlighting the risks of devastating and irreversible impacts in just 20 or 30 years. This is total disinformation. It's here. We're there. We are past the point of no return, far past that point. In fact, that point was about 20 or 30 years ago. We're close to hitting the wall now. The report continues. This is within our lifetimes and certainly within our children's. More pacification. Not true. It's here now. The report continues. These risks include loss of nearly all corals, which support 25% of ocean life, as documented in the recent film Chasing Coral. Recommend people watch that. Collapsing ice sheets, which will raise sea levels, devastating coastal cities and low-lying countries. Already covered some of that, but it's happening now. It's not off in the future. Warming oceans, which energizes storms to Category 6 and higher, with damage that includes breaches of coastal nuclear reactors. Another red flag of the total criminal dereliction of our academic community, building nuclear reactors on fault lines next to oceans, building nuclear reactors at all, period. Certain suicide for our species, and that's coming. For those that don't understand that, when grids start shutting down around the globe and we have 400 plus nuclear facilities, how are they going to cool themselves? Answer, they're not. We're going to have Fukushima times 400 plus coming. Report continues, warming of the planet caused by greenhouse gas effect is the primary stressor of many of these environmental challenges. Although the greenhouse effect is very real, and that's not just CO2, it's methane and nitrous oxide, this whole report is not legitimate because climate engineering is omitted. climate engineering, which can create and is creating short-term, highly toxic cooldowns at the cost of a worsened overall warming. Final statements from this report. Do we need a global governance effort for geoengineering? As if it's not been going on for 70 years already. Engineering the climate is not without risks, it states. Doesn't take a scientist to figure that out. Making environmental decisions even more complex. Reflecting sunlight could alter regional rainfall patterns. Could, may, might. Leaping in front of a speeding semi could cause harm. That's the mentality we're dealing with here from so many sources. Total betrayal from academia. And it is betrayal. And I realize that people in academia are worried about their paychecks and their pensions. But what does it take to drive this point home? Your paychecks and your pensions will not matter for much longer. They won't. Under any scenario, at best, if we can wake the masses, if we can wake enough of the global population so we can force the climate engineering, weather warfare, biological warfare, it's all the same, to the surface and stop it, we can buy some time. We're in uncharted territory. But if we all pull together and can accomplish that, we can at least buy some time. If those in academia, those in agencies, continue to toe the line for the official denial while climate engineering continues to be ramped up, what's left of our atmosphere is destroyed, and the total contamination of the biosphere continues. If we stay on this course, we're done. It's that simple. And if we can stop these programs, I'm not saying our challenges are over, not by a long shot, with the debate, because they think dichotomously as well, the debate I just had with the scientist from University of Ottawa, which can be listened to at geoengineeringwatch.org. We'll post a second debate with him on Monday. But this person also thinking dichotomously, that if I was trying to point out climate engineering, I must be blaming everything that's wrong with the planet on climate engineering. I had to tell him repeatedly, no, that's not the case. The moderator told him repeatedly, no, that's not what Dane said. But he couldn't get that out of his head. And that dichotomous thinking is no different than those who deny there's anything wrong with the environment and want to blame everything on climate engineering. Lots of hypocrisy, lots of polarized, black and white dichotomous thinking on all sides of the fence. It must be shattered. We must look through a clear lens. Now, let me weave some more very important dots into this picture. I went over the fact that our air is being contaminated. Climate engineering has been going on for 70 years, shattering the ozone layer, disrupting hydrological cycle all over the globe, going on everywhere, reflecting sunlight, solar radiation management, the stated goal, although there's many more agendas being carried out, the ionization of the atmosphere, making it more electrically conductive for various defense, offense, military purposes. But consider this. Consider this report, and then I'll weave it into this equation. This is from ZeroHedge.com. Aluminum markets face reprieve as Treasury de-escalates Rusal sanctions. Who's Rusal? The largest aluminum producer in the world. From this report, following unintended consequential chaos in the aluminum markets, following Washington's sanctions on Russia, Russian oligarchs, the Wall Street Journal reports the Trump administration on Tuesday amended its Russia sanctions program, paving the way for aluminum giant Rusal to escape from the blacklist. Why is the Trump administration so concerned that it not slow down the flow of aluminum or drive the price up? Let's connect that to climate engineering. Single biggest element in climate engineering that shows up in every one of our lab tests, aluminum. Connect this dot. The Trump administration did not want to slow down the flow of aluminum or drive the price up. Why not? Why were they so concerned about that? The situation we're in is beyond grave. And for those who try to convince themselves that any occupant of the White House is anything more than a power structure puppet, wake up. Please wake up. I'll get to more of that in a moment. Much more dire facts on that front. Now add this headline report from American Free Press to the equation. 9 out of 10 people are breathing polluted air. That's from the World Health Organization as well. From that report, Geneva, more than 90% of the global population is breathing in high levels of pollutants, the World Health Organization said on Wednesday. blaming poor air quality for some 7 million deaths annually. It's much, much higher than that, much higher. And then we have the degenerative diseases that result from heavy metal exposure, which is in every single one of us. It's in every breath we take. We have acknowledgement of this, but we have no acknowledgement of climate engineering for obvious reasons, obvious reasons. Populations, if they wake up to this, I would argue, will be taking to the streets with their pitchforks and torches, looking for everyone who's responsible. And for all those people, again, who are helping to cover up the climate engineering, aka weather warfare, aka biological warfare assault, whether actively or passively, you're an accessory to the crime. Whether you're in media, an agency that's not reporting the contamination, you're an accessory to the crime. And if the population is awoken to these crimes and knows what's been done to them, irreparable damage to them, their children, and the planet on which all of their lives depend, why would they not hold you legally and morally accountable in a court of law? Nuremberg-type trials. We must reach that point. We must. Soon. Or we'll have nothing left to save. From ZeroHedge.com and other sources, here's another headline. Bill Gates warns millions could die if U.S. doesn't prepare for coming pandemic. All of this goes together in one form or another. When we have these types of warning coming from those who are certainly part of the inner circle, or they wouldn't be in the position they're in. They would never get there if they weren't part of the inner circle. So, and I'll get to other warnings in a moment that connect with this regarding 9/11 and that implicate people like Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump. Warnings that were far too specific to be accidents. So this warning, new from Bill Gates: should a deadly pandemic comparable to the 1918 influenza outbreak reach the U.S. in the near future, the U.S. government would be powerless to stop it, and in all likelihood, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans, will die. That's the message from a Washington Post interview with Microsoft founder Bill Gates, which touched on many of the same subjects from a talk he gave a week ago Friday before the Massachusetts Medical Society. Gates went on to say that there is a significant probability, not possibility, probability of a large and lethal modern-day pandemic occurring in our lifetimes. According to Gates, Trump told him to raise these issues with officials at the Health and Human Services Department, the National Institutes of Health, and the Food and Drug Administration. Gates said he also met with H.R. McMaster, who was ousted as National Security Advisor last month, and he hopes to meet with McMaster's successor, John Bolton. John Bolton, who should be incarcerated for a long list of what can only be considered state-sponsored terrorism, war crimes. If you don't know anything about John Bolton, you need to know. And if that's the way Mr. Trump is draining the swamp, something's very wrong. And he's the tip of the iceberg, Mr. Bolton is. The swamp is not being drained. It's being filled. And all the theater, from all sides of the fence, the criminal mainstream media attacks on Trump and Trump himself, all of it, it's all part of the theater to distract us from the fact that the biosphere is imploding around us. And remember what I stated earlier in this program. We talk about the pandemic that Mr. Gates seems to know is going to come and that Mr. Trump told him to tell the agencies about. We have an aerosol spraying operation globally that's going on over our heads every single day. At any point in time, they choose to make something like this happen, they can make it happen. And as I've covered in previous programs with former government scientist Ken Caldera, now professor at Stanford, stating what he did for the government was to design pathogens to seed into clouds to infect the populations below. Connect the dots. When it can't be hidden from the population any longer, do you think that they wouldn't resort to this? Think again. We look at what the U.S. military has done and what's not reported here. The list of what can only be considered war crimes is unimaginably extensive. As I've covered in previous broadcasts, the nearly 100 countries that our military has invaded and or occupied in the last 100 plus years. If we look at the amount of what can only be considered war crimes that our country has committed, and not that it's just our country. Again, I'm not stating that. Please dump the dichotomous thinking. The atrocities that have gone on in Russia, China, Middle Eastern countries, other countries that are our allies, like Saudi Arabia, who, as I've stated many times, even earlier this year, beheaded dissenters, or last year, excuse me, beheaded about 40 dissenters. hung them from cranes, total disregard for human rights. But they're our allies, so everything gets overlooked. So no one's innocent in this equation. But Americans have been convinced that we're the exception. American exceptionalism. What a total delusion that is. Total delusion. And the corruption and the criminality is in direct proportion to the extent of power. Where is most of the power held? With the military that's bigger than the next 10 militaries combined. That's the fact of the matter. And now we have, thankfully, more and more speaking out, like the Navy veteran whose quote I highlighted at the beginning of this broadcast, that he had to leave the military because he was finally forced to face the conclusion that you cannot serve such an entity and retain your honor. You can't do it. Not when that entity is doing what it's doing all over the globe and pretending that it's all about freedom and democracy, which could not be further from the truth. And as I try to connect all these dots again and again so that it hopefully will become clearer to more people, that the biosphere collapse is connected with power structure desperation, which is connected to events like 9/11, which is connected to the destabilization and occupation of countries with resources like all those in the Middle East, which is connected to the increased oppression of U.S. populations and other populations, a population which could, if it was fully awakened and looking through a clear lens, could alter the equation, even at this late date. So, as all of these factors come into play, we are pushing toward global conflict, as I've stated again and again. On that note, here's a headline. U.S. officials say Israel preparing for world war with Iran, seeking U.S. support. How long has that been going on? Not that there was much doubt who was behind it, but 2 days after the enemy warplanes attacked Syrian military base last Sunday, killing at least 11 Iranians and dozens of others, nobody had yet claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. officials told NBC that it was indeed Israeli F-15 fighter jets. Bear with me. This is going somewhere that's very important and very dire. Ominously, the officials said Israeli appears to be preparing for open warfare with Iran and seeking U.S. help and support. That's always been the case for them for over two decades. On the list of potentials for the most likely live hostility around the world, the battle between Israel and Iran in Syria is at the top of the list right now, said one senior U.S. official. The push for global conflict to topple countries with resources, countries that were named immediately after 9/11, that were targets a week after 9/11, as I've been over in many previous broadcasts, stated on the record by General Wesley Clark. Let's consider, on that point, 19 months before the 9/11 attacks, Mr. Trump said this, quote, "I really am convinced we're in danger of the sort of terror attacks that will make the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center look like kids playing with firecrackers." Trump went on to predict the attacks would be carried out by Osama bin Laden. How would Mr. Trump know that that would be the official narrative so far in advance? Please don't believe me. Look it up for yourself. And for those that think I'm focusing on Mr. Trump, who's only a puppet in the play, like Obama, like Clintons, like the Bushes, all criminals, all of them criminals, I'm simply focusing on who's occupying the White House right now and facts that are relevant to that. Next, it's no secret that Mr. Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are close friends and have been for a very long time. Both of them have said so on the record. Now, listen closely to the audio I'm about to play. This is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
So I wrote a book in 1995, and I said that if the West doesn't wake up to the suicidal nature of militant Islam, the next thing you'll see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center.
Where am I going with this? Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, has been pushing the U.S. toward wars of aggression in the Middle East for two decades. Netanyahu's last theatrical propaganda presentation pushing for global conflict was rolled out last Monday, which he has done before. when the U.S. isn't dropping bombs fast enough for his taste. We all have an obligation to face facts. How many have the courage to honestly examine the unvarnished truth? How many? So let's consider this. From the audio I just played, where Mr. Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, admits that 6 full years before the 9/11 false flag attacks happened, war hawk Benjamin Netanyahu not only predicted massive terrorist attacks would come, he somehow knew the exact buildings that would be attacked, the World Trade Center. How is it possible he knew? And now consider that almost 3,000 of the world's top architects and engineers have stated on the record that controlled demolitions brought down the World Trade Center buildings. All three of them, not just Towers 1 and 2, as so many Americans believe was the case, but also Building 7, a 47-story steel structure, high-rise building, never got hit by any aircraft, never got hit by anything, and somehow collapsed at free fall speed in 7 seconds, imploding in the center exactly as we would expect a controlled demolition to be. 3,000 architects and engineers have proven with lab testing that thermite, the demolition material, incendiary thermite, was in the wreckage. And yet we have Americans who refuse to even look at the data. The blind patriotism of waving their flag, refusing to face the fact that we are swimming in a sea of lies, deception, criminality, and tyranny. And I know people even from New York, the most tenacious flag wavers there, apparently, I am told by someone I know who lives in New York, will not tolerate anyone questioning the official narrative on 9/11. Is that patriotism? That's willful blindness. And we have a country full of people that are willfully blind. I challenge anyone to go online and view the Building 7 collapse, which you can see online, and try to convince yourself that that wasn't a controlled demolition. Building 7 that never got hit by anything, that didn't get addressed at all in the 9/11 report, not a single sentence. Why? Because it cannot be explained and fit into the official narrative. Can't be explained. Never got hit by anything, fell in 7 seconds, and there was a lot to hide in Building 7. Crimes of the government, Enron, other factors. There's a lot of dots that connect. I don't have time to go into that all here. But when we look back and what Mr. Netanyahu apparently knew years in advance, Mr. Netanyahu that has always wanted the U.S. to lay waste to the Middle East, has always wanted that. And yet we have people in the U.S. that worship Israel as if they can do no wrong. And we have, thankfully, and I'm very grateful to them, organizations like Jews Against Zionism, and the pilots, Israeli pilots, which I've mentioned in the past, incredibly honorable individuals that refuse to fly and bomb innocent civilians. And it would be an honor for me to shake the hand of these Israeli pilots, an absolute honor. If I ever had the opportunity to do so, I would be very grateful. We have people in Israel trying to stand up to the actions of their government, and we need more people in the U.S. standing up to the actions of our government. Total criminality. Pushing toward World War III in the desperate attempt as the biosphere collapses to maintain their hegemonic power, to fuel their completely out of control militaries. We're talking about psychopathic people who, as I've stated in many previous programs, the common thread with various forms of psychosis, like psychopathic behavior, is a near total lack of comprehension as to the consequences of their actions, even to themselves. On the current course, our planet will not support life much longer. And instead of focusing on that, what are the governments of these two countries especially? Not that other countries are innocent, they're not. But in this case, the U.S. and Israel are considered, as I outlined in a previous broadcast, they're considered by other global populations to be the greatest threat to global stability. Why? For good reason. And I'm outlining some of those reasons now. And again, back to the World Trade Centers. Building 7, not hit by a jet aircraft. And let's remember that 9/11 was the catalyzing event that successfully galvanized the U.S. population into giving a license to the Western military-industrial complex to wage wars of aggression and resource acquisition in the Middle East, just as Benjamin Netanyahu has always wanted. And though many Middle Eastern countries have already been toppled, with Western power structure serving puppet governments now installed, who are the holdouts? Syria and Iran. Who's being targeted now? Syria and Iran. Is Iran really a threat? A country that has not invaded any other country for well over 200 years? Or is the real threat to global stability the completely out-of-control Western military-industrial complex that continues a running list of countries who are demonized, destabilized, and toppled, occupied, and then plundered and pillaged for their resources? And all the while, the majority of the U.S. population is all too willing to look the other way, as long as their personal paradigm is not disturbed. All the while, our own government continues to spray our skies with highly toxic climate engineering elements, contaminating every breath we take. And now back to what I stated at the beginning of this program. If I seem angry, yes. Why shouldn't I be? What rational person would not be? To be clear, it's not just those in power that we should fear. It's the willfully complacent and willfully blind populations without whose support those in power could not do what they do. That's the fact of the matter. This reminder again, as the biosphere implodes, the power structure desperation goes exponential, creating global conflict is their final option. All of these dots connect. Every subject I covered in this broadcast and others all connect. Those who have the courage to face reality, please take the time, make the time to view the 9/11 Architects and Engineers documentary. More information on this film can be found online under the 9/11 A&E for Truth website. Also, one more shocking video, a must-view documentary, which was just brought to my attention, by the way, titled Donald Trump 9/11 Case Closed. And for the record, this documentary is not just about Donald Trump by any stretch of the imagination. We have every administration since that event involved, and even those before it, involved in one form or another. This is just a very thorough documentary. I was impressed by it. I had not seen it before, just found it, was sent to me. I'll include the link for this documentary in the posting for this program. View the shocking facts and film footage clips in this video if you're not afraid of the truth. Those who are willing to face the truth should consider that the ongoing atmospheric spraying programs, as I stated earlier, could, at any point the power structure wishes, be used for even more toxic dispersals than what is already occurring. If you think that can't happen, think again. Think again. As I've been over in so many previous broadcasts, we knew officially that even as far back as 1997, up to that point, that there were at least 239 open-air biological tests carried out by our military against U.S. populations. If you think that those who control the military, I'm not stating all of our brothers and sisters in the military, who obviously the majority of which have honorable motives, although their motives are not enough. They're not enough. They have an obligation to stand back and look at the truth and understand what it is they're participating in. They have an obligation. But those at the top do not care what they do to populations, including the U.S. population. No question about that. Here's the bottom line. If the majority continue to hide from reality, we are doomed. If the majority continue to pretend that the converging catastrophes closing in from every side will somehow magically go away if ignored long enough, we have no chance. They are not going to go away. Solace and self-respect do not exist in denial. Only in fully facing the truth head-on can such states of mind be found and held. Time is not on our side. We must all make our voices heard in this epic battle for the greater good. Sharing credible data is key. Make your voice heard. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.